KNOM Update News. I'm Zachariah Hughes, and it's 2 minutes after 8 o'clock. The 2013 AFN convention begins today. Last night, a concert was held, not by a specific Native organization, but through the efforts of the Alaska Native people throughout the state. Lorelei Kinnean reports from Fairbanks.
Rock the Vote. It's a national campaign. With the 2014 elections, yes, a year away, Native organizations throughout the country are encouraging, inspiring, and simply telling Native Americans to get ready, to be prepared, to make their voices count.
And how it's important to register and vote for those candidates that represent Alaska Native interests, especially in hunting and fishing.
Natasha Singh is a tribal advocate from Fairbanks. She helped organize last night's concert here in Fairbanks.
It's just an event meant as a positive inspiration to revitalize our Native people. What we've seen is poor turnout amongst Alaska Natives. We want to turn that trend around. We want Alaska Natives to feel empowered by getting out the vote.
Singh says tribal organizations throughout Alaska have felt their vote as Native people is being attacked, whether it's whether or not states are providing ballots in Native languages when necessary, or the Alaska legislature proposing voter ID laws that tribes believe would suppress the Native vote, and the Supreme Court deciding recently that the Voting Rights Act was unconstitutional. Singh says all these create obstacles for Alaska Native voters.
I mean, we're asking our voters to address health, Native education, suicide, substance abuse, child protection, all of our priorities that are serious, but we want to do it in a good way and in a fun way. And what Native people are used to is singing and dancing, and we can do that through rock and roll, and especially Native rock and roll, and that's what you've seen today.
Bamiwa was one of the acts at last night's Rock the Vote concert at the Herring Auditorium in Fairbanks. The concert brought together Native people from throughout Alaska. Between performances by traditional Athabaskan dancers Troth Yeda and the ever-popular Bamiwa and the rock band Red Thunder, Alaska Native leaders spoke about the importance of simply casting a ballot. The Rock the Vote concert happened on the eve of the first day of the Alaska Federation of Natives Convention, the largest gathering of Alaska Native peoples in the state. And reporting in Fairbanks at the 2013 AFN Convention, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.
Speakers at a conference of tribal leaders at AFN said Wednesday that the 10-year federal sequestration plan of steady cuts could devastate the healthcare system that Alaska Natives rely on. A 2011 law approved by Congress called for $1 trillion in spending cuts over the next 10 years. The parts hardest hit were the so-called discretionary portions of the federal budget. While Medicaid, Medicare, and Veterans Administration medical service were left untouched, the Indian Health Services were not. IHS is the organization that works with tribal organizations to provide healthcare services at health centers, clinics, and hospitals. More than 142,000 Alaska Natives fall under its umbrella in this state. This year, IHS took a $228 million cut to its budget. Victor Joseph, health director for the Tanana Chiefs Conference, says if the automatic budget cuts to the Bureau of Indian Affairs and IHS go through, the impact will be enormous. Tribes in Alaska see greater effects than tribes in the lower 48 because of the state's increased dependence on federal budgets and spending. Though the results are not yet official, the small seaside community of Shishmaref will likely be keeping its local option and staying dry. Even though votes haven't been certified yet, supporters of the local option ban on alcohol are quite certain of their victory. It was 124 votes against the ballot measure and 98 for it, which in a town of around 600 constitutes a wide margin. According to the Anchorage Daily News, more registered voters turned up to cast ballots for the local option vote than did in the last presidential election. Shishmaref adopted its ban on alcohol sales and importation in 1983. According to Mayor Stan Takhtu, this is the third time a challenge to it has been voted down. In August, the town clerk certified a petition signed by more than 35% of registered voters. That was enough support to bring the issue up for a community-wide vote. The supporters of the defeated initiative contended that allowing alcohol sales would have discouraged bootlegging and taught young people how to drink responsibly. The measure's opponents believed imported alcohol would have contributed to substance abuse, crime, and violence. According to the city clerk in Shishmaref, the voting results won't be official until Monday, pending certification. Russia has downgraded the charges against the so-called Arctic 30. Last month, a group of 28 activists and two freelance journalists were arrested while staging a protest at an offshore oil rig in the Russian Arctic. The group was originally charged with piracy, though that's been lessened to a charge of hooliganism for all involved. The adjustment comes after Russian President Vladimir Putin himself publicly acknowledged that he doesn't believe the protesters were pirates. Vladimir Chuprov of Greenpeace Russia says the new charges are still wildly disproportionate and trumped up. The adjustment means very little for the protesters at this point in time. They're still detained in Russia as the process continues through the courts in Murmansk. The National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration will soon stop printing the giant paper nautical charts it has been issuing to mariners for more than 150 years. The decision to stop production is based on several factors, including the declining demand for lithographic charts, the increasing use of digital and electronic charts, and budget limitations. Printing will cease after mid-April. The NOAA will still chart the nation's waters for rocks, shipwrecks, and other hazards, but Captain Shep Smith, head of NOAA's Marine Chart Division, said sailors, boaters, and fishermen will have to use private, on-demand printing, PDFs, or electronic maps in order to view the information. NOAA will continue to spend the same amount of money, about $100 million per year, to survey and chart the nation's waters. The agency will just provide the information in a less traditional way. NOAA electronic navigational charts and roster navigational charts are updated weekly and are available for free download from the Coast Survey website. Soon, NOAA will announce a new product, PDF nautical charts, available for free download on a trial basis. In New York, the price of gold has rallied and risen $17.30 to $1,351 even. Silver is up 28 cents to $22.84 an ounce, and zinc is at 86 cents a pound. Alaska Airlines Flight 152 is expected to arrive in Nome at 11:24 a.m. Flight 151 will depart from Nome at 12:15 p.m. Unofficially, it's 32 degrees right now outside the KNOM studios, 10 and a half minutes after 8 o'clock.